Chapter 3. The next morning, you leave through a break in the back fence. After 10 minutes winding down and around the narrow roads, the neighborhood turns to flat streets, sun-scorched front lawns, and the occasional store. A main strip reveals a supermarket with a payphone outside. You pull the notepad from your pack and flip to the first page, prying off the quarter. It falls through the slot, but there's no dial tone. You set the handset down and scan the street, hoping there's another payphone within a block or two. But all you see is the police cruiser pulling into the far entrance. You're still close to the subway station, and you wonder if they're looking for you. You don't want to risk it. You head inside, holding your arm to the front of your shirt to hide the bloodstain. The electric doors slide back in greeting. The first thing you notice is the air, cold and damp and smelling of mint. To your left, beyond a cluster of tables, is a bathroom door. You keep your head down as you move toward it, trying to avoid attention. The door swings open, the edge of it catching your arm. A boy steps forward, his shoulder knocking you hard in the nose. You stumble and he grabs you, his hands cupping your elbows as he pulls you to him, steadying you. Behind him, another kid slips out of the bathroom, tucking something into his pocket. Within a few seconds, he's gone. Your nose is throbbing from where he knocked into you, the pain so intense your eyes squeeze shut. He doesn't let go of you. He moves your right hand away from your stomach, the gesture so tender you don't resist. He studies the stain on your shirt and the gash in your forearm, which has dried a deep cherry black. "You're hurt," he says. His brown hair is a mess, the curls hiding the tops of his ears. The sun has turned his skin tan and freckly. He watches you, his gray eyes scanning your face like he's reading a book. "I just need to wash up, that's all." You pull your arm away and slip inside the bathroom. You can't relax until the door clicks shut behind you, the lock turned in place. When you look in the mirror, you see what he sees. The dirt caked in your hairline, the bits of